How the fuck did I get here?
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only podcast that doubles your pleasure and doubles your fun. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and two Skylers. What's up, guys?
Hi. How's it going?
Hi. I'm glad to see Steven Joyce again.
Steven is here, who is he's Skylar's brother. Twin brother, actually. Twin.
We should get a group picture and put it on Facebook for our Facebook friends.
Yeah, we knew we only had two more episodes of Skylar left, so we brought another Skylar.
So it's almost like you have three
episodes
like you of Skylar.
Have three episodes of Skylar.
This is going to be a good episode. It's going to be a fun episode.
It will be.
Let's hope. Do we want to start with the Mouch?
Oh, 50 hours of the Mouch. Dude, man, I have that video. I have that video somewhere of just you, me...
My girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, and Diane just arguing for like 30 minutes about the Mouch.
We were screaming too. Yeah. Like it was, we weren't playing music. Yeah. We were just screaming at each other in a car.
We may have mentioned the Mouch before on this podcast, but basically it's like a...
It's a fanny pack, just renamed.
Yeah, it's just renamed.
Yeah.
Bringing it back.
You got to rename something.
It's the Man Pouch.
The couch mouch.
The Couch Mouch.
Yeah, the Couch Mouch. It's a mouch for your couch.
How's your week, Matt?
Good. Doing what I do every week.
Bitches.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Kicking names and taking ass.
Yeah, just count money. Fold it. Rolled it.
Yeah, I've been making so much money, I don't even know what day it is. Is this Thursday? Is this Thursday or Friday? I don't even know.
It's Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do they let you grow a beard in the Navy? Or do you have to shave that off too?
No. There was something someone said that, like, maybe you can grow a mustache. I don't know if that's still a thing.
Or yeah, but
like
old that's only, you have to give mustache rides then.
Yeah. I think that's only if you're in the Village People.
Damn it, I was going to make a Village People joke.
So.
It's going to be like, maybe if you looked like one of the Village People, they'll let it go.
But, yeah, I think that even if you have a mustache, it has to be like Freddie Mercury.
Thin.
Like that. That you have to keep it that refined.
Can you do a reverse Hitler? You know,
the
shave
anti-Hitler.
I think that's a Fu Manchu.
No, the Fu Manchu's got to go far.
Yeah,
I think it starts at corners.
Yeah, it's like here to here, but this is empty.
I always wanted to comp...
like just their septum
to
or whatever
do a Fu Manchu, but just do it with like neck beard. So it would just like go and follow my jawline and
I've
go down
that.
My neck.
It's actually called a throatee.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
I thought I was original.
No.
Oh.
Hell no.
Never.
Dude, with the invention of the internet, nothing's original anymore.
Right?
It kind of sucks.
I had a pretty fun time at Worlds of Fun this weekend.
Was it Worlds of Fun?
Nah, I wouldn't say it was Worlds of Fun.
It was like a few countries of fun.
Yeah, it was like maybe a district.
Yeah, it was the
a
district
province.
Or yeah. Joy.
Province of fun.
It was like a like city limits of
well,
fun.
Well, yeah, once you go there enough times, it loses all its fun. It starts depleting.
Yeah.
I think I've only been there once.
Well, when I was there, I went down the log flume. Thing and I thought I had a pretty good idea because like I had my buddy up front and then Erica behind me and they were both like screaming, you know, like doing the thing that you do on a log flume, and I was on my phone and I was shushing them and I don't really have like a jacket that's appropriate for like
flashing people.
I don't have a jacket that's like appropriate for like mild weather, so like I have that patch jacket that has like gashes all along the sleeve, so it doesn't really do anything. It's like a vest, essentially. And then the only thing that's like up from that is a blazer. So I was wearing a blazer, and then like my hair was kind of slicked back because of the water, and I like just patted it down, and then I had my phone out, so I looked like a businessman shushing people on a ride. And I thought it was hilarious.
A rebel businessman.
I do business on the go.
It's like the opposite of that one Candy TV or whatever, that guy with the giant phone.
What? Oh, yeah.
Hello, I'm at a cyber cafe. I'm just a judge.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a pretty good time.
Good.
My there's a fun quote that I have for that weekend. The Mamba is like the World of Fun's like main roller coaster. They're
coup de grace.
Yeah, sure. The killing blow.
Yeah. You don't know French?
I'll kill your blow.
So it drops you and you go like 70 miles an hour, like free fall for that first drop. Mm-hmm. And Erica was in the car with me. And as we went through it, she said, quote, oh my God, we're going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die. And then after it kind of like leveled out and did some of the smaller bumps, she was like holding onto it, like holding onto the bar in front of us. And she's like, fuck! And it was hilarious because there was like a few other families like that we were friends with, and they were all in the cars around us with their children.
And they were on all, the like, Mamba? Yeah. Come on, kids. Let's go to the Mamba.
Like, they were all like looking at her because this is like a side that they haven't seen of her. And she's just like, oh my God, we're going to die. We're going to die. Fuck! Just blew the doors out of the illusion that she had painted up for herself that she's a, you know, PC individual.
She's just racial slurs down the slope, just blank, blasting them out. Oh, is that? It's Erica. You can hear it from like down on the ground. Oh, you see, like,
there was a
the anti-Semites are on this thread.
There was a another time that she was on a different roller coaster. This was the Timberwolf, one of the wooden roller coasters.
Dude, those beat the shit out of you.
That thing fucking wrecked my back. I could walk
like
straight,
just take
like,
belts and just tighten them around your ribs and like go on a bumpy road. That's the Timberwolf.
Maybe just like fall on a pile of rocks over and over again. You get the same effect. But Erica was in front and she announced to me a third of the way through the run of the Timberwolf, I don't want to be in the front anymore.
Okay.
Like, she screamed it, so, I mean, and she didn't really remember screaming it, she just did.
She blacks out on roller coasters. Yeah.
She just closes her eyes and just yells. Her spirit animal takes over, and it's a big fucking chicken. But she was just, I don't want to be in the front anymore! Because we had waited in line for, you know, the extra line to get in the very front car. Mm-hmm. And she was very upset.
I watched this video that reminds me, last night. This guy does one of those slingshots.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He passes out. And he wakes up while the slingshot's still going. And you just hear him go, how the fuck did I get here? Because they're both just freaking out, and then he just passes out, and you see his arms like flying up, and the chick's having fun, and like she puts her arms up, but he's totally passed out, and that's just gravity taking a hold.
Good. They both have their arms up, look like they're having a good time, but he's just like a dead body.
Yeah, and then he wakes back up, and he's like, how the fuck did I get here?
Where am I? Maybe he had like a seizure or something, just like passed out. Like, what day is it?
The time that I went, like, when I was at Worlds of Fun, there was, they were doing the Halloween Haunt.
I heard those are fun.
Yeah.
You heard those were fun? You didn't hear that they were Worlds of Fun?
Yeah.
Made that joke twice.
It gets funnier the second time.
Andy's just looking at me stone face.
Yeah, but I can't stop staring at Miley. Because she's staring at me.
Well, like...
trade me spots.
Here's pretty much what made it, like, scary. They took a bunch of, and it was only on almost exactly half of the park. That was the scary side. Yeah. And people who just wanted to ride rides got on the not scary side.
What if the ride you really want to ride is on the scary side, but you're
sucks for you.
To go on the scary side?
Buck up, Bambi. That's what Steven always says.
Just buck up. Yeah, that's my catchphrase or something.
But here's how they made it scary.
Get her done.
They every 20 feet or so. They had an industrial strength dry ice machine, so you couldn't see anything.
Wow.
There apparently were zombies walking around. I couldn't see them. Couldn't see the people I was with. Couldn't see the lines I was apparently in.
Yeah, I was standing in line for the bumper cars, and I didn't even know.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I'm almost here.
I was just groping around, and I Made it onto a ride.
Worlds of Fun comes out with surprise rides.
Yeah, right.
you can't see.
You fall through a trap door and you're in a scary like ride. Yeah.
But
the underground Worlds of Fun.
Yeah, it was fucking retarded. Like, I mean, if you're gonna make a scary ride, don't fill it with smoke.
Yeah, you can't even see the scary stuff.
Yeah, like, I mean, you heard noises, but you're just like, okay.
Oh God, someone's throwing spaghetti sauce on the ground.
Oh my God, did you guys hear that? It sounds like someone just got off the log flume. Oh no.
Look out. Ooh. Mechanical sounds, what could that be?
Did you guys hear that roller coaster? Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the ghost of the roller coaster.
I did tell Erica, the first, like, maybe two times I told it to her, I told her that someone died on this ride, regardless of whatever ride we were on.
Like, it was a Ferris wheel.
Did you hear? I think, yeah, someone actually died on this ride. Really? Yeah, like, yeah, look, there's a skeleton, because they had, like, big spooky skeletons on every ride. And she's like, oh my God, shut up. And then she eventually figured out that I started joking when we walked through Snoopy Land, the kid area. And I'm like, see that caterpillar roller coaster thing that they have? Kid died on that. It was a mess. It was so sad. All the broken families because of that caterpillar. He's claimed so many lives.
It went off the rails. It was going too slow.
But I was
slowly crushed his arms into dust.
Every fucking ride we were on. And then there was like, I'll show you the picture later, but Milk Can Mania. If you remind me, I'll let you know.
Okay. I'll do my best. Me specifically remind you?
Yes.
All right.
I always
Andy,
look at
this
you,
isn't
Matt.
Your responsibility.
All right, I'm
this
fine.
This is your straight across.
Or Miley's.
And I'm
Miley's
looking at Miley. Miley.
If I look at Miley, I might remember.
I think I'll forget.
She
like, oh, God.
Her memories.
Yeah.
She stores them for you, though.
She
takes
stores
them
in her googly eyes.
Goddamn, okay. Miley Cyrus.
Let's get it started.
Let's get it started. All right, let's start with gaming news. How about that?
We just equipped our paladin with a +3 cloak of hilariousness.
I'm boycotting your game, Blizzard! I'm boycotting your game!
That must mean it's time for 3-Hit Combo Gaming News.
Alright guys, we're going to start off with the Xbox 360, which has reached the 70 million sales mark.
Still not a PlayStation 2.
Which is, well, no shit. Which is amazing, Microsoft's strategy for this, because they released a console people want. That keeps breaking. So those 70 million people, or 70 million sales, is between about 8 people.
Yeah, right?
I could say, I think I bought like 3. So.
Dude, my PS3's been acting funny. I've been not liking it.
What a brilliant like business plan, though. Let's just take out some wires that they need. Like, hey. Have an unsolvable problem.
They'll keep buying it.
They'll just keep on buying them.
It's like, one of the CEOs is just like walking past the conveyor belt. Let's take out that arm. I don't know what it's doing, but I don't like it. I don't,
or
no.
It's just walking.
No, out of here.
He's walking by and just flicks some wires. He's like, shit. And we're good.
Just disconnects, you know, like a fuse. Just like,
it's good.
Yep. My work here is done.
Now, console sales are down at the moment, but that's across the board because there's so many fucking consoles out there.
Yeah, right.
And the generation's been so long.
Wii U!
Xbox Live sales are up, though.
Oh.
I think a lot of people are probably saving up for...
Oh, my God.
Wii U.
Like, wait, isn't the Nintendo coming out with 2 consoles? Like the Wii U and then that one Q-U-Y-U or whatever?
That tablet thing is the controller for the Wii U.
Oh.
Which, we're going to get to the Wii U. That's...
Fantastic.
They fucked up.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Now you fucked up.
You done goofed.
You done goofed. Nintendo done
poop,
goofed.
Poop the pool. Put your dick in the pudding.
You done goofed. I forgot about that.
I was streaming Minecraft last night on our stream.
Saw that my
our
phone
stream.
Was like, hey.
Yeah, I started fighting Enderman, and it was teleporting around me, and someone goes, you done goofed.
God, I forgot about that.
Nice.
Oh, right. Nintendo has responded to PETA's Pokemon parody.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon Black and Blue.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Where you release the Pokemon from their oppressors.
No way.
What?
Yeah, you guys haven't heard about this?
I heard about it. I didn't read it.
I've seen the game. I haven't followed Pokemon since, like, Johto or something.
Me neither. But I kept seeing it on Facebook about how PETA released a Pokemon parody. And Nintendo's kind of pissed because they didn't just... They use the legit characters, like
Pikachu.
They did, yeah, they. Oh, they didn't even do any offshoots.
Yeah, they didn't call Pika Rabbit or something.
Pika Mouse.
It was actually Pikachu. You know.
Oh shit! All right.
Meowing cats.
Nintendo said, "Quote: Nintendo and the Pokemon Company take inappropriate use of our products and intellectual property seriously."
Caterpoo.
Can you level anything up, or you just like click a button?
I actually haven't played the game.
I think you just literally run up to trainers, beat the shit out of them, steal their Pokemon, and release them.
Sorry, you can hurt humans, but animals, fuck no.
No.
Fuck no.
Well, I mean, isn't that pretty much what happens if you just lose the newest Pokemon? The main antagonist just wants to free all of the Pokemon.
Really.
Maybe that's why Pete is so pissed.
It took our game idea. Take theirs.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. I don't think, kind of the general consensus, it doesn't look like Nintendo's going to sue them or anything, but they're saying, hey,
yeah, that's stupid.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, yeah, like
you better chickity chick yourself.
That's a warning.
I think that PETA should really pick its battles, and I think fictional characters should probably be the line that they draw.
Yeah.
Fictional cockfighting. You stop the regular cockfighting. Let's not really worry about the
Pokemon as a generation that grew up with Pokemon. I have never had the will to go outside and fucking chuck balls at animals.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like I've never been like,
oh. It's like, oh, there's a squirrel up in that tree. Like, fuck, where's my balls?
Like I could understand if maybe it was like Dogfight the video game, Michael Vick 2006.
Right? Speaking of which, Michael Vick has a dog again.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, he's allowed to have a dog now.
Oh.
I didn't know. Well,
so he's got one.
I hope he learns.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if it's like Michael Vick Dogfighting Camp, vet trainer.
Yeah, now it's 2012. Michael Vick's dog racing.
Like, I mean, if it was something like that where it was like a real animal, I could see PETA getting upset, but these are. This is Pikachu. Yeah. This is Caterpie. Metapod.
Those things are bugs.
Did PETA ever get on the show Alf? Because Alf's favorite food was cats.
Oh yeah.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think PETA was all like in people's business then.
I'm surprised PETA wasn't like Alf's nose looks like a dick. I don't like that.
That's probably why they stayed away from it. Why are you looking at his nose, huh? His eyes are up here.
Well, I mean that's Camel Joe. From the Camel cigarettes.
Quit looking at his mouth and nose and face.
Quit looking at his face. Just smoke.
Just smoke it.
Smoke.
Alright, guys. The Wii U will only support voice chat in select games using third-party headsets.
You done goofed.
In a conversation with Kotaku, Nintendo has revealed that the Wii U might not have evolved quite as much as gamers would have hoped. Not only does it appear that the games to support voice chat will be limited and there will be no party chat, but you won't be able to voice chat with the Pro Controller directly. You'll have to use the gamepad's headphone jack. You got a question, Steve?
I got a statement. That technology should have died with Hey You Pikachu. That was a horrible game.
See, there's a mic on the tablet controller. You cannot use that for voice chat.
What?
What do you fucking use it for?
There's games. Too. There's games that you have to blow wind to make a boat
Cookie
move
Mama?
Or something. Or
Cookie
yeah,
Mama, you blow something. On pasta.
Oh no, my pot's gonna boil over.
Oh, it's good. It's good now. That doesn't even happen in real life, by the way.
Right now, the only games that will support voice chat are Assassin's Creed 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, and Mass Effect 3.
So your 4-year-old,
the three big ones,
your
but...
4-year-old cousin can call you racial slurs on the
right?
Wii U.
They recommend that users turn to Turtle Beach or Mad Catz for your hardware. Don't turn to Mad Catz for your fucking controller,
dude,
though.
Okay, yeah. Mad Catz is okay. If you need something now.
Yeah, that is true.
If
all my controllers just now broke. And I found a Mad Cat underneath my couch.
If you're in between paychecks and you need, one of your controllers just broke, your only one, you get a Mad Cat. But after that, you better
start saving up.
Do you remember when Mad Cats used to make those mini controllers, those tiny ones?
Micro
GameCube controllers.
Yeah.
You couldn't even fit your hands around
it. The GameCube was the smallest controller pretty much.
My buddy had a fat Xbox mini one. The fatty original Xbox controllers. He had a mini version of that.
What?
We're so it's a normal controller?
Yeah, it's a 360 version.
The fat Xbox controller was fucking retarded.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I had
it was holding a softball.
It's going to be I think it's going to be holding a tablet.
Oh. I had a controller made by Pelican. It was the second generation Xbox controller, so you know it was like the size for normal human beings. And it changed colors constantly while I was playing. Pelican eventually it became distracting.
Yeah, I could see that.
Pelican makes some pretty good like accessories, yeah. But not controllers. Yeah. Just like Mad Cats. But yeah, Turtle Beach. They have like the highest quality.
Yeah, they
like
they're expensive though. Yeah, like $120.
Oh my god, yeah. They're ridiculous.
It's even would it be like cheaper to just buy the name brand thing than get the off brand Turtle brand or like Turtle?
I think
Turtle
it actually Beach, would Turtle be. Beach. Yeah. The PS3 headset, like the official one's like $50 and the Turtle Beach one's like $120.
The Turtle Beach has like
Dolby surround sound.
Yeah, you get two mics for some reason.
You can swear at the other team.
You get a mic going down your butt so they can hear your farts.
Smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Send it through the game.
It slaps you in the face when you get shot. Just,
all right.
Stop it.
When you hand someone, you can actually, jizz in a cup and it'll, shoot it out of their TV.
Do you remember about the vest we talked about for, like, first-person shooter games where if you get shot, it, like...
Yeah.
Pokes
I remember
you.
That a while. Ago.
Like,
it
never
happened
gives
to
you
that.
Like a jarring blow.
Yeah,
someone probably thought they were having a heart attack.
Yeah, right.
Or gave
or started
somebody
shocking
a heart attack.
This is too real.
Yeah, I feel like that would maybe instill like Vietnam style flashbacks.
Yeah, if there was like a
like
vet
say you're
playing
like taking a bunch of damage, you're like oh god, that fucking dummy.
You flip your coffee
you
table
start
with everything
with
on. Get down!
I got a fucking. Die.
There's Charlie everywhere. And like. It'd be
like
cool if it's like differential or it's different for like different bullets. Like 22 is just like a little flick, but 50 cal is like a punch. You start getting winded, like,
I'm gonna puke.
You go to the hospital with like two broken ribs.
Yeah, right? And just like bruises all over your foot, like upper body.
Yeah, I think someone would probably, get some sort of war flashbacks about that. Like, someone drops a book and everyone thinks it's a grenade and they'll just, like, fucking flip tables. It's like, oh my god!
Or you tap someone on the shoulder and they just spin around real quick. Like, I thought I just got shot.
Guys, EA, the Dark Knight of the gaming industry, as we all remember. They done goofed.
They done goofed? Again?
They done goofed.
Earlier
this weekend, EA decided to reward American and Canadian participants of an Origin survey. Origin's their Steam-like service.
Yeah.
With one free game of their choosing as long as the game was $20. Things went rather smoothly until someone discovered that any Origin user from Canada or the U.S. could use the special code downloaded multiple times to download as many games as they wanted. And
done goofed.
It was more or less a $20 coupon, so they figured out they could also download more expensive games by using the
just
code.
$20.
No! So it took all
my
God. Yeah.
So people got all of the games.
All the $20 games. All those little B and C games.
Oh my God.
But then you
can
download more than one time, so you get like $40 in the...
Yeah, it was like a $20 coupon, so you could stack three of those and buy a $60 game.
No! I did not know that!
So it wasn't like $20 off, it was more like you could just stack them.
Holy
pretty much.
Shit.
That's crazy.
It was like a coupon. And
does it say how much money they lost?
They say hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I bet
EA
more.
Is actually going to honor the purchases. They're not going to do anything about it.
That was their fuck up.
I know, but it's just really funny that they're.
Oh my god! I knew about the $20, but I did not know you could stack them and use it. Oh.
Yeah. Like reuse them.
That's
crazy.
Ridiculous. That's
what is that stream? Stream did that, or
Origin?
Origin,
which
it's
is like
Steam.
Oh, Steam, that's the one.
Valve Steam.
The only reason I have Origin is because of Battlefield 3, and I fucking hate it.
I had it for like Left 4 Dead and stuff.
That's Steam.
Steam.
Yeah. Quit calling me.
Will you fuck. Silent your phone.
Silent.
Jeez, this is serious business.
So
you done goof.
Hello.
No.
You gonna take a shot there?
Yeah,
Skyler?
I'm gonna take a shot.
See if you can make it. Hey, what are you doing?
What?
It's not my phone.
Yeah. Two choices, one basket.
You want to do it? You want to do it too? Can Steven make it?
If I make this, we're all getting dirt bikes. I never make it. When dirt bikes are on the line, it's never happening. You should get that one.
Yes.
What's that? Like the losing sound for The Price is Right.
I have it. Where
it's
is
like,
it?
Boom, boom, boom. Yes.
It's the sound for every man with erectile dysfunction
or diarrhea, like right before. Like.
my stomach.
You get the softies. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We do have one more thing in gaming news. It's kind of hilarious. A League of Legends pro faps to porn during a Twitch live stream.
Wow.
Live streams are all the rage, and because of that, there are more bloopers every day. Take, for instance, the unfortunate story of Andrew Pham, an esports player known as Slushy. During an extended stream of League of Legends, he must have been quite bored and alt-tabbed over to a porn video in order to take care of some business while he was streaming. So what you see in the picture above here on ScrewAttack.com is a screen cap from that. It's censored.
Oh,
as soon as Twitch TV was informed, they suspended his account and deleted the offensive video. His account has since been reinstated, and frankly, we don't feel too bad for him. He probably has more fans than ever now, and updated his banner to read, "Got caught fapping, ask me anything."
Wait, what?
Got caught
fapping. AMA, ask him anytime.
I one time was going through streams on Twitch TV.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a fap match.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I once got caught fapping on League of Legends.
This guy was doing like a 72-hour stream, and I get there, and he's asleep in his chair. And the ticker's at like 56 hours. And he's asleep in his chair while the game is just paused or something like that. Everyone's like, he didn't make it. He fell asleep. And then he wakes up, and like from his webcam, you can kind of see his bedroom, like the end of his bed. He wakes up, he looks at the screen, doesn't turn anything off, walks into his room, and just sleeps on the bed. You can see like his feet, and they're like, he just quit. Like, he didn't even turn off the stream, he just quit.
Yeah, so everyone can see him quit.
Yeah. Found that very humorous. All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's move on to technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
Smartphone mugging is more popular than ever.
Is that mugging with a smartphone or a smartphone mugging?
Yeah, you just
someone?
Get a gun on your phone and just
need to mug someone? There's an app for that.
Okay, go on.
The problem is becoming more prevalent, and it's getting worse in the urban areas, of course. Just throw that
out there. What?
The Associated Press reports that smartphone robberies now account for nearly half of all robberies in San Francisco, as well as an impressive 40% in New York City, and it's up 27% in Los Angeles, with no signs of slowing down.
Hey, give me your smartphone!
Victims have reported having their phones,
I got it.
iPhones in particular, yanked out of their hands while talking, snatched at public transit stops, or even taken at gunpoint.
Oh. All right,
Stop flashing that iPhone around, Andy.
I would fucking go like Liam Neeson on someone if they just jacked the iPhone out of my hand, like as I'm talking.
Like that's
a
third of my life insurance right there.
I would just fucking chase them down. I would not stop.
Did they hear me talking about my particular set of skills on the phone before they took it?
I will find you, and I will kill you.
Right.
Or I would do. There's this one guy I keep seeing. He updates every once in a while, but his iPhone got stolen, and it's now somewhere in, like, Mexico City. Yeah. Some chick stole it, and she'll take pictures every now and then, and it uploads to his mobile me. So if that would happen, I'd probably do that with my phone.
It was, like, some slutty bitch with, like, duck face. Like,
no, she's actually,
I'm at the beach.
She's, like, super fat, and she's riding horses and shit.
I've got Prey on my phone, so if someone steals my phone, I don't think I'm going to get it back. I, like, just ruin it.
Yeah, the iPhone
just
has
make it brick.
Dude,
the iPhone has that too.
You can also get it for like your computer, and so I ran it on a virtual machine to see what happens. Fucking wrecked it. like everything was gone. The browsers weren't working. It was just
wow. The iPhone's got it's
Is
called.
Is there any way to undo that?
I have no idea.
It was under my car seat the whole time.
Yeah, I kept the passphrase as something people wouldn't guess, so they wouldn't fuck with me.
Nope, I'm going to take the high road here. So let's go on.
Is it Ballsack Magoo? The Federal Trade Commission wants to give $50,000 to whoever can kill robocalls dead. Those are those calls when you answer the phone and they go, "Hello, I am calling from," and it's...
Oh.
Yeah, this is not a...
This is not a test. This is the emergency broadcast system.
The FTC is offering up to $50,000 to the first person that can take down one of the most abhorrent aspects of daily life, robocallers. With the Do Not Call registry proving to be a resounding failure, the FTC is putting themselves at the mercy of the nation's tech savvy. The FTC is providing its contestants with information from consumer complaints such as time and dates of offending calls, the supposed caller's names, and even the first seven digits of their phone numbers. Then all RoboKiller hopefuls have to do is figure out a way to block robocalls from every single landline and cell phone coast to coast.
Someone's going to figure this out in like 12 hours.
Yeah. You do yeah, that, right? And you get $50,000.
Didn't we come up with, like, didn't the gaming community folding at home?
Oh my god, dude, yeah. They
if that shit happens, come on.
They blew that shit out of the water in like a month.
And what was that? What did that make? Like,
It folded proteins to help Harvard. It was either cancer. I think it was AIDS, actually. AIDS proteins so they could, like, figure out the genome of it. I think that's the wrong word, but figure out the mapping of AIDS.
Didn't that help, like...
It cured it. Oh. Yeah. You just didn't hear the news.
Yeah.
It's cured.
Yep.
It's helping them. It's helping them find a cure, though.
So there you go.
Look at Magic Johnson.
Oh, I thought you were helping the AIDS.
Yeah. Helping spread the AIDS.
We're assisting the AIDS.
Well, I mean, if everyone has AIDS, then no one can get AIDS.
Yeah, then we can just destroy AIDS.
Act like lifespan is normally like herpes. No one's gonna care about getting herpes. Everyone's gonna be born with herpes and have herpes.
And then everyone has like a special time of the month. Everyone.
Oh, your herples is showing.
Like, oh, I gotta go home. Can't drink it. Don't drink after me.
Guys, a company called Air Fuel Synthesis has revealed in its research at a London-based engineering conference this week that it can make gasoline out of air.
Go on.
First, apparently, they take sodium hydroxide and mix it with carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. That produces sodium carbonate, which can then be electrolyzed to form a pure carbon dioxide. The CO2 is then combined with hydrogen produced by electrolyzing water vapor, captured with a dehumidifier to produce methanol. Finally, that methanol is passed through a gasoline fuel reactor, which uses some nifty organic chemistry, once developed by Mobil, to create gas. So far, they've been doing this for a few months and have created a full 5 liters.
Wow. Okay, Sounds really easy to do.
I was just going to be that. I was like, easy. Yeah, easy.
I'm going to do that in my garage.
Here's the thing, though. Which would I rather have? Air, or breathability in the atmosphere, or a full tank of gas? I don't know. Air. I'd probably pick air.
People are like crackheads for that gas. I mean, once that dial is like on the F, like that is it's a little party in your head.
I will hold my breath.
It's like when you turn on the car, and it's like just going up slowly. Yeah. Like, come on, hit the F.
I don't think that it's necessarily competing between gas and air because we can get more air.
Well, like the O2 emissions or something. What are the costs?
CO2.
Yeah, there's again.
They also claim that it would reduce a net reduce of CO2 emissions because they're
taking it out of the air. Oh, cool.
But all they right. do have plans to create a plant that could create a ton of gasoline a day.
You know who would be the EA of that? GM. Because they bought up like a couple electric car companies and then just killed them.
They drove them in the desert and let them die.
Yeah, they actually literally did that one time. Yeah. Like, I think Honda came out with an electric car like in like 2000
like
something.
The EV1s or something like that.
Yeah.
They just took them out in the desert and smashed them.
Now there's a Nissan Leaf that's out. And it's
that
totally,
Leaf is cool.
It's totally electronic. So
electric. It's got a gauge in there that tells you how much money you're saving by not like spending gas. It's pretty cool.
It's called the smug-o-meter.
Yeah, the smug-o-meter.
Oh, look how much money I'm saving. It's no big deal.
And it dumps that smug out behind you in a smog. Smug.
Do you guys recognize the name Nicholas Allegra? What about the name Comics?
With an X?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that a web application or something? Or?
No, he's a 20-year-old boy wonder hacker who created Jailbreak Me. Yeah. He was hired to be an intern for Apple last year.
How did that work out?
He is no longer with Apple because he did not respond to an email in time.
Was it an important one, or was it just like Tim Cook? Like, what you up to?
He explained that the email he forgot to answer was an offer to continue his employment at Apple as a remote intern. At Apple, apparently, offer letters are taken rather seriously, and Allegra soon learned that his offer had been rescinded because he did not respond to it.
He should send Tim Cook a picture of his penis.
That effectively ended his employment at Apple.
Well, that sucks.
So now he's out there, man. Out on the town, locked up your iPhones.
He's a free agent with Apple Intel.
Oh, is he?
Well, I mean, he can be hired by anybody, and he worked for Apple.
That's like a good resume builder right there.
And he jailbroke the phone before he even started working at Apple. Yeah. So, I mean, how much more do you think he learned while there?
His resume should just have him going, "Hey, I'm watching you. I'm going to get your shit."
He's getting texts and calls from Samsung.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Hey. Wanna hang out? Let's go get a beer.
See this Galaxy S3? Hey. Just going to slide this your way.
Yep. Yep. Yelp will now warn you about paid reviews. Now, Yelp is a site where people can review restaurants, stores.
Yelp has
a
great review on a Waffle House in Kansas City and prostitutes.
Really? What? Yep.
I'll see if I can find it while we're talking.
Yeah, do that.
Yelp will now warn you about suspicious reviews before
like
you
the prostitute
check
one?
At the site.
I think they're
about,
like ones
so when
that
you say
like
paid reviews. It's
like if you were going to a Burger King would pay to have that. Or so pay someone. They
Al Tanner would people. Have you pick up receipts to leave reviews. Yeah, okay.
It happens a lot with smaller businesses where they'll pay someone a few bucks to go on there and leave a glowing review.
Or, gotcha. Like, I don't know. There's just like someone.
5 cent raise, Al Tanner. Fucking did that shit all the
Speaking
time.
Speaking of Al.
Oh, ow. The lazy eye. Lazy Google eye.
Hey, brother, I'm watching you and the vending machine.
Yeah.
I got my eye on you.
So you're talking about like people who like go on there and like it's fucking Chang's Chinese Chicken and Chang pups in there and it's like,
this place is great, you know, a glowing review, I mean.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, everything was amazing.
Yeah, and
the place was fucking immaculate. Said, the place totally doesn't smell like feces, and the bathroom's totally not covered in shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what everyone else is saying.
Arid shit.
Chang's
all over
Chicken cured my diabetes.
Alright.
Alright, guys, that'll do it for technology news.
Oh, I'm ready.
Now let's go into news.
News
team! Assemble!
And now it's time for the three-hit combo news desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
And Steven.
And Steven.
And Skyler again.
And Andy.
I guess
and
I'm
remove
here.
Matt.
No Matt. No Matt. Just two Skylers, a Steven and an Andy.
Yeah, never mind. Steven's leaving. Bye.
All right.
I'm getting out of here.
Matt's out of here still. Oh, he's back.
It's now just
two of them.
I decided to come back. I heard you guys need.
Now it's just Skyler. Oh, Steven's back. No, he just left his coat. Okay, bye.
There's two of them.
In a warehouse in New Jersey, there was a ketchup explosion.
Mother of God, no.
Now, how did this happen?
Apocalypse.
Well, it was counterfeit ketchup.
What?
It was just tomato sauce.
Was it catsup?
The plan was to put cheap standard Heinz into a bottle of more expensive Simply Heinz and sell it for a profit. So basically they're putting
it was fucking karma.
Yeah, so they're putting the cheap stuff into the good bottle. Now, this article asks, why didn't they just switch the labels? Because here's what happened. By transferring the condiment from one bottle to another, the hapless counterfeiters opened the ketchup to contamination by microbes. Now these microbes go ahead and feed, they create gas, the gas builds up, and the bottle explodes.
Huh.
Well, that's what they do like across, like every restaurant ever will just dump ketchup into another ketchup.
Yeah.
That's small, like less.
Cross ketchup nation.
In restaurants, normally the bottle doesn't explode because it gets used.
Right? Before. They burp it.
Yeah. These aren't necessarily harmful microbes, but they're there.
How gross would that be if you opened a ketchup? It's like, oh.
It's like opening a fucking soda.
You dump it out, it's all like white and green. Like, oh.
Carbonated ketchup.
It's all furry and bubbly.
You just squirt it on there, it's like. It's like Pop Rocks sitting on your burger. Yeah, that's hilarious. But yeah, what Steven said is right. I mean, you only get the Heinz ketchup for the Heinz ketchup bottle, and then every other ketchup you put in there is just like Mama G's fucking vat ketchup. Yeah.
Just get a funnel.
Just squeeze
that's
some
Heinz.
Tomatoes into it.
Yeah.
Just full
you
of juice. Someone dumps it on their burger, it's like,
there's a tomato skin in this.
Ooh, you got the lucky.
Yeah.
That's like a double chip
That's
bag.
Good luck.
You just fill it with mustard.
Fill it with mustard. Sir,
that's
my ketchup's yellow.
Yeah, my ketchup's
what
mustard.
What the hell is this? What madhouse am I in? The mustard's mustard. The mustard is mustard.
The ketchup is... I don't
know.
Fucked.
I lost it.
The ketchup is fucked.
The ketchup is disgusting. You can't make it. Can't make it home.
Guys, Nicole Huey out of Beaverton, Oregon, was pulled over by police around...
Beaverton.
We're adults.
Around 12:30 a.m. on this past Tuesday.
She was with her best friends, Nicole Dewey and Nicole Louie.
Shut up.
That's $2.
Nicole was drunk, and she had a hamster on her lap. The police then decided that the hamster was not properly secured and was taken into protective custody.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
A hamster high chair. Yeah, it's out there, man.
It also apparently took three officers to get the hamster.
My phone is blowing up. I'm just going to throw it.
Put it
in the back. Yeah, those Eric has rodents, and they're really fucking hard to catch. Yeah. So I'd imagine it's not surprising they took
the hamster was brought to a local veterinary clinic. Police say Huey arrived to retrieve the animal later in the morning. But remember that. A hamster was taken into protective custody.
Huh. They put it in witness protection agency.
Beaverton, Oregon.
Beaverton?
Beaverton.
Okay.
Tee-hee.
Did you just tee-hee?
Yeah.
Tee-hee.
All right, guys. We're going to leave Oregon, and we're going to go all the way to Florida.
Yes!
Alanis Morissette argument leads to domestic violence arrest in Florida.
Okay. These news topics are just pissing me off. I want to break things.
Was it over why she dated the guy from Full House?
No, it was over the fact that she would just not shut up. In Jacksonville, Florida, 24-year-old Alan Casey was booked into jail after he hit his boyfriend in the face with a plate after he wouldn't stop listening to Alanis Morissette.
I would.
He said, quote, "That's all that expletive listens to." I don't know what the expletive was.
Probably bitch.
Yeah. Or fuck. That's all that fuck listens to.
Well, if it was boyfriend, it could be faggot.
Or cunt.
Or gay. Or that's cunt. All that gay listens to.
That's all that cock juggler listens to.
Yeah, that's all that homo mouth.
That butt squeezing, ass ramming. It's really all, long expletive.
It's all hyphenated.
A neighbor heard the fighting and saw Casey hit Fletcher in the face. She called police, and Fletcher eventually admitted to the crime, and he was charged with a count of domestic violence.
Huh.
Guys, what would be the weirdest thing to try and smuggle into the United States?
A bird?
Or maybe one of the hardest things to smuggle into
the United
States.
Yeah, a bird in your pants. A bird. That one time.
A bird? Yeah, that's close. That's real close. How about an entire Tyrannosaurus skeleton?
I've done it. That's not hard at all.
you just fold it up.
Yeah, you fold it up and put it in a boat.
Was it via plane? I hope it was plane.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, honestly, it doesn't tell you exactly how they smuggled it in because there's more to it.
Okay, go on.
I just wonder how he got it in. But anyway, Eric Procopi of Gainesville, Florida, faces federal charges for illegally importing a nearly complete Tyrannosaurus skeleton into America along with other fossils. Prosecutors call him a one-man black market in prehistoric fossils.
What the?
Yeah.
How can that be a market if you're just one guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to give myself this fossil and take my fossil. No.
I'm selling.
Agents from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security Investigation started removing items from Procopi's Gainesville home Wednesday morning. Among the items retrieved was a Tyrannosaurus skeleton, a Sauropus skeleton, fossilized remains of a Microraptor, and remains from Gallimimus.
How the fuck did he get a hold of all this?
All the Microraptor species were native to what is now Mongolia. Mongolia has banned private ownership of cultural artifacts, including dinosaur fossils, since 1924. Procopi calls himself a commercial paleontologist, has initially imported the fossils from Mongolia and China, and planned to sell them off.
He calls himself an expert because he's got Jurassic Park posters in his room.
Yeah, I've seen Jurassic Park.
The police are
30 times.
The police are like, can we see your basement?
That was a twin joke.
I
started it and you finished it.
Woo!
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, we did.
But he opens the door with the police behind him. He goes, it's just a crappy basement with some skeletons.
What he opens it up, he's like, hold on to your butts.
Yeah, it's just like fog machine starts. It's just like plants, all the skeletal dinosaurs everywhere.
I just hope that after the officer opens the door, he sees the guy like putting together the next skeleton. Just, clever girl. There's so many. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many things we can do.
Now, guys, Florida is not going to end us this week in news.
Really?
I had something better to end us with. So all right. We're gonna leave Florida. And
we need
we're
a backwards
go-
one.
Yeah, I know. I just thought about that now. I know. I wish I wouldn't have thought it. I wish I would have thought about it earlier. Anyways, we're going to North Dakota.
Ooh, not that far away from us.
A woman known as Donna called into a radio show, and that was either hoaxing the host or really thought that she believed that deer crossing signs were for the deer. She actually believed that the deer followed the crossing signs.
That's so dumb.
Why I saved this for last is because we have audio of it, and it's hilarious.
No! Yeah.
No, ooh. I think that it might be a hoax, because she like it sounds like she might be snickering and giggling. Right. During
there is another video.
It could be the host, though.
Yeah, there's also another video later that they post where she calls back in a few days later and realizes she was retarded.
Okay, so it could potentially not be.
All right, so let's analyze this.
Listen to this. It's about 4 minutes long. It's hilarious.
Missing is all that's going on there. Now, Donna, you got quite the vent today. It sounds like what's going on with you.
Well, I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time.
Okay.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So
really?
Oh. I'm calling you guys.
Surprise.
Okay, what's the issue?
Well, over the past few years, I've been involved in 3 separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas.
Oh, my blah.
I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's a high traffic area.
Okay. So
I mean,
that's not
deer, I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And now, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that it's so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer
the
are so
like
likely to be struck
just,
by oncoming traffic.
Just sitting there smiling
you
and
agree?
Nodding at his microphone. She's like, yeah.
Or maybe he's running around the office like, dudes, come to me.
Wait, you think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during at a school crossing. That would it would be a safer place for them to
deers and kids.
Yeah, just cross them both at the same time.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate?
No.
You know? I mean,
I like how the dude
so
lets her finish her
I
thought,
can think
too.
Of and put the deer crossing signs on busy highways.
This producer,
and
something's got to be
you seem
doing
to be under the
like, guys,
misunderstanding.
Guys, come on. Like, get somebody.
That the deer are somehow attracted to the deer crossing sign.
Well, yeah, the deer crossing sign is there to allow the deer to know that's where they need to cross.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. That's just...
North Dakota.
Wow.
North Dakota.
You know what's there? Trees.
And deer crossings.
Yeah, deer. Bears, probably.
I'm a bear.
That's rough.
I wonder if she's from Florida.
She moved.
She might be, yeah.
Moved to North Dakota.
I want to find this out. We need a follow-up.
Let's
investigative
call her.
Hard-hitting reporting that never actually follows through.
Three-hit combo!
Update!
All right, guys, that'll do it for another episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-HitCombo Podcast. Email us at 3-HitCombo Podcast@gmail.com. Find us on gpxgaming.net and search 3-Hit Combo Podcast on YouTube. Yeah, yeah. So, for Steven, Skyler, and Andy, this is Matt signing out. The top of 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 the top of